From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reports out of Pakistan say that at least 30 people were killed, more than 70 others wounded after a powerful bomb blast near a crowded Sufi shrine in a remote region of Pakistan's southwest Baluchistan province today. The death toll is expected to rise, and local reports say hundreds of people were present when the explosion occurred. A local official, Shah Nurani, said many of the wounded are in critical condition. No group has claimed responsibility as of yet. A man believed to be a member of the Taliban blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing at least four people and wounding at least 14 others. The attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. Protests against U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's victory continue throughout the United States, some of them violent. In Portland, Oregon, one person was shot in the leg early this morning, and police used tear gas and flashbang grenades on protesters who were said to be throwing burning projectiles at officers. In Miami, Florida, during one demonstration, a Trump supporter joined the demonstrators.
My point of view is this is America, and as a veteran, on Veterans Day, it would be inappropriate for someone who stood up for the country for the way it was built to not be here to show support for the country. And that's why I came out, even though I know I'd be outnumbered about 3,000 to 1.
And this woman is an anti-Trump demonstrator.
I'm opposing this man. This man is not going to be my president. He's not going to take away my rights. He's not going to take away the rights of my friends.
Spurred by fear and outrage, protesters around the country rallied in March, as they have done since Trump's victory. The spirited demonstrations on college campuses and along downtown streets were mostly peaceful. This is VOA News. Many Americans are wearing a single safety pin fastened to their shirt since the election of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump as a symbol of solidarity against intolerance. The small gesture is intended to show quiet support for minorities, women, immigrants, and LGBT people who may feel marginalized by hateful rhetoric surrounding Trump's campaign. Since his election Tuesday, reports have shown an uptick in racist incidents and hate crimes across the country. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate groups, documented more than 200 incidents of hateful harassment and intimidation in 3 days after Election Day. The safety pin trend has spread on social media, following a trend from earlier this year when opponents of Britain's exit from European Union membership wore safety pins in solidarity with immigrants and minority groups who also experienced a reported surge in hate crimes. UN human rights monitors in Iraq continue uncovering evidence of growing atrocities against civilians by Islamic State militants as the battle for Mosul advances. The story from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says the UN has come across images of children being forced to carry out executions.
ISIL also posted a video on Wednesday showing four children, believed to be between 10 and 14 years old, shooting to death four people for spying for the ISF and the Peshmerga. The video shows the victims falling into a river nearby.
Shamdasani says there is evidence Islamic State is stockpiling large quantities of ammonia and sulfur in Mosul close to civilian areas. She says this is raising concern that IS intends to use chemical weapons against civilians as part of its strategy to hang on to Mosul. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Seoul staged a mass rally today demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. A scandal over a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scheme allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend, Choi Soon-sil, has shattered Park's carefully crafted political image as an incorruptible leader and has left her increasingly isolated and powerless. A concert by British pop legend Sting is marking the reopening of the Paris Bataclan Concert Hall a year after suicidal jihadis killed 90 people with guns and explosive belts. Sting said the concert proceeds would go to two charities helping survivors. More than 1,700 people have been officially recognized as victims of the horror that unfolded at the Bataclan Paris cafes and Francis National Stadium. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.